Okay, so this is episode 60 of the Leader Smith podcast. I'm going to tell you how to become a millionaire in 5 years. This is an article about a millennial who did it in 5 years, and he gives you his five steps. It's from CNBC and his blog post, too. And we'll talk about that on the other side of this.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leader Smith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so I stumbled over this article in CNBC. It's five steps to becoming a millionaire from a millennial who did it in 5 years. The article was essentially swiping the guy's blog post, and I've never heard of the guy before, but his name is Grant Sabater. I hope I'm not mispronouncing that. He runs a blog called Millennial Money. Okay, and so the CNBC post that I, or article that I originally found, was essentially a regurgitation of his actual blog post, but it had a few extra nuances. So I'm going to blend the two as I talk about it. So Grant graduates from the University of Chicago, and like most recent graduates, he has no job, and he's living at home with his parents, and he looks at his bank account. He has $2.22 in it. Now, this is after a while of living at home, and he's 31 years old, and he says, you know, I remember thinking, I never want to feel like this again in my life. And he took a screenshot of his bank account as some motivation, and he started putting a plan in place to become financially independent. And so the blog post that this came from, Grant tells his own story, and he says, I hadn't taken any personal finance classes. I read any investing books, and I surely didn't learn anything about managing money in high school or college. The only real thing I knew about money was that not having any sucks. Okay, so he puts his plan in place, and in the next 5 years, he goes from $2.26 to well over $1 million. Actually, he takes a screenshot of both his accounts when he had $2.26, and 5 years later, his total assets north of $1 million. So he put in place a number of steps, and I'm going to go over those with you. So the first is to get paid what you're worth. And he says the number one thing that will dictate your future earning potential is what you're getting paid right now. And he talks about how, you know, you really need to find a job that will pay you what you're worth. Ask for a raise. Now, I recognize that asking for a raise may not be practical for many people, but, you know, it can't hurt to try if you're in a position where you can. And so he gives you some steps with that. So once that step is out of the way, once you are making as much as you're going to make within your particular field or within that track, he says the next step is to save an insane amount of money. And of course, you know, we all know that saving is the way to get there. But if you really want to become independently wealthy, you have to really save far more than what you're probably saving right now. He says this, quote, I literally overnight started saving 50% of my income. Wow. 50% of your income. Now, not everybody can do that. As a single guy, he was making $50,000 a year. He could live extraordinarily frugally and still be able to survive. And so he started saving 50% of his income. He says, start depositing at least 20% of your income directly into an investment account before you see it. Now, that's, you know, on top of the 401k, not including that. So you start getting that investment ball rolling. He says, make it a 100% automated process. And, you know, many books talk about this. David Bach and others talk about doing that automation in order to just let that keep rolling without you having to do anything. And he said it's amazing to see how fast your money will grow. Okay, number three, find a side hustle and invest the profits. So you're not going to make money just being an employee, or not going to make enough to retire in 5 years as a millionaire just being an employee. So he started building websites, and he built a few small ones, and then he parlayed them into some larger and larger, and he kept expanding his price along the way. He said this, quote, one thing that I do, I invest 100% of the money that I make through my side hustles. literally 100%. And I've been doing this for the past 5 years. Whether it's $100 I get from participating in a market research study or $10,000 I get for building someone's website, it all goes directly into my investment account. I do this because the future value of this money will be exponentially greater than spending it today. One tool I like to use for is a future value calculator, where you can plug in any amount of money you're planning to spend today and see what the future value of this money. Now, that's really important, because when you do that, you start to convince yourself, you know, I don't really need that latte today. I'd rather have $20, $30, $50, $100 in a few years. So that's the way to approach that. So he invests it directly, and he invests all of it. Okay, number four, invest in what you know. So he talks about how he invests in index funds, and that's fine, but he also invests 20% of his investment capital towards companies that he knows and uses. So he started investing in Apple and Google and Amazon, and he said this: my small investment in Amazon alone has generated over $100,000 in profit. Okay, number five, measure your net worth closely. This is one of the most important and most consistent keys to financial success that I have read about again and again and again by the wealthy. Measure your net worth closely. Okay. He said the most important number in your financial life is your net worth. It's your assets minus your liabilities. And he said this, quote, "I look at my net worth every day when I wake up in the morning and I have my morning coffee using personal capital. There are few greater motivations than seeing the number rise over time. No matter where you start from, I've been tracking my net worth for the past 5 years, and my first balance was $2.26. Okay, now I can tell you that this tracking, you get more of what you measure. And so whether it is your net worth or whether you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to lose weight, you get on that scale every night and you just keep, you know, staying on that scale and staying on that scale so that you know exactly where you are. Same thing if you want to increase your net worth, you got to keep measuring it regularly. Okay, he found, there's this funny little bit where he said he found as he was tracking his spending, he had spent over $3,000 on Mexican takeout that year, and he figured, you know, I got to do something different. Okay, so in review, if you want to grow your wealth, get paid what you're worth. That's number one. Number two, save an insane amount of money, more than you're putting aside right now. You got to make it hurt and do it now, and then you automate it. Number three, find a side hustle and then invest 100% of those profits into investing. Number four, invest in what you know. Make sure you're investing not just in index funds, but in things that you know are going to be growing over time. And then finally, five, measure your net worth closely. If you do those five things, you may very well have the same kind of success that Grant has had. If you want to check out Grant, look up millennialmoney.com, and you can read all about how he did what he did and other blogs and articles that he has posted there. All right, that's all that I have for today for the Leader Smith podcast. I want to leave you with this final quotation for contemplation. It comes from T.T. Munger. And he said this, quote, "The habit of saving is itself an education. It fosters every virtue, teaches self-denial, cultivates the sense of order, trains to forethought, and so broadens the mind." That's T.T. Munger. All right. Thank you for your time and attention. And I hope that this was helpful to help you get on the path so that you can be everything that you wanted to be. Take care.